Buffalo and be joined by Jeff Quinn, head coach at Buffalo. Do we have Jeff on the line? Is Coach Quinn online yet? Again, we're waiting momentarily for Coach Quinn to join us again last Saturday for Buffalo's homecoming contest against UConn. Buffalo suffered a 17-3 setback against UConn in the contest. Buffalo's Stephen Means blocked a field goal in the first quarter, and it was the team's first blocked field goal since Devontae Shannon blocked a field goal in the International Bowl against UConn back on January 3rd, 2009. In the contest as well, senior wideout Marcus Rivers set a season high with 9 catches for 94 yards, breaking his previous high this year of 8 receptions for 83 against Pittsburgh in the opener. Do we have Coach Quinn online?
I'm here. Thank you.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
We'll let you go ahead and open and touch upon Saturday's homecoming contest against UConn and touch upon the atmosphere at UB Stadium.
Well, I really enjoyed watching our kids compete defensively, and offensively. Just the fact that when our defense finished the night, to hold UConn to 80 yards of rushing, you just look at us compared to a year ago. Our kids came to play, and they did a great job. The coaches did a tremendous job in getting the game plan in place. We missed a couple, two big plays, and that's, obviously always the difference. Defensively, we weren't able to keep them out of the end zone on two big plays, and then offensively, we got down the red zone three times and weren't able to put any touchdowns on the board, and really felt like, at the end of the day, we measured up well against UConn, and we showed progress. We just haven't seen it in the win column just yet, but I know we're getting better, and I think we're really close to closing the gap.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Quinn and all of our head coaches. Jeff, you have a big challenge ahead this coming Saturday with a road contest at Tennessee at 12:30 this coming Saturday. Touch upon the challenge that you'll have at Tennessee.
Well, great football team, and anybody who's gone and played in the SEC knows that the talent level is tremendous. They've been able to do some things over the last couple weeks that really caught our attention. Especially offensively, their quarterback is a very poised player. They did lose one of their better receivers, but they've got a number of other guys that are going to step right in. Offensive line, just as you would expect, and an SEC offensive line, good strong running back. Defensively, very active, move around. They're going to challenge us, schematically and in personnel. So, we got to have a great week again and just continue working on getting us better, working on the things that we need to do to be a better football team.
Christina, do we have any questions for Coach Quinn?
Our first question comes from the line of Kevin Meyer with Mac Report Online.
Dad, I don't want to hear that anymore. Making me
Evan,
sick.
Do you have a question for Coach Quinn? Evan, do you have a question for Coach Quinn?
Yes, I do. Coach, can you talk about the situation about last Saturday? And it seemed like you couldn't move the ball offensively. Can you just give me a quick thing about the game against the Huskies?
Well, that's not true. We did move the ball. We just weren't able to put it in the end zone. When you look at the end of the day, we out-totaled them in total yardage. We had more first downs. We had more plays. And, we got down in that red zone. And, and that's really the tell-all. We needed to put points on the board. We moved the chains. And, I really felt, our kids, were locked in, to be able to play this game against a great Big East team and the defending Big East champ. And, when you look at it statistically, we held our own to keep them to 80 yards rushing. Really tells us a lot about the way we came into play against a, very quality opponent. We just need to bridge that gap in terms of what we're doing in critical situations, especially offensively down in the red zone. We were down there. We had our opportunities. We weren't able to capitalize.
Thank you, Coach. Sorry, Ken.
Well, that's okay. Jeff, looking at the contest against the Huskies, again, after you were able to defensively keep them off the board except for those that big play late before the half, talk about how much of a detriment that was with momentum late in the second quarter.
Well, we had guys in position, and the kid made a great catch, and obviously we were able to save them from getting into the end zone. So they were they didn't score on that particular play. They did they were able to capitalize on it, but I felt our kids were in the right frame of mind. They know that it's it's an every player every play situation, and certainly we went in at halftime feeling like we were where we needed to be. To be down, 10-3, obviously was not what you wanted, especially that early or that late in the first half. But I thought our kids came out ready to play, and we got right back down there offensively, and that's what we needed to do. We needed to get down there and capitalize on that moment. We had an unfortunate situation where a penalty occurred, and then it did not hold up, which was the wrong thing to do. That was a really that kind of shocked me a little bit that play was called, that penalty was called, and it was a penalty, and then we weren't able to capitalize on it. And in the next play, we that was the interception, going into the end zone. So, those are little moments, but our kids fought four quarters, and I feel like, our kids are, getting closer and closer each and every day.
Christina, we have any further questions for Coach Quinn?
We are waiting more questions.
Well, Jeff, at this point, we'll let you get back to your preparations for the road game in Tennessee, okay?
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much for your time.